In order to attend the summit, students had to RSVP online. But then the gathering quickly turned old school. Hundreds of students at North Carolina Central University and several other historically black institutions stood in line for hours and then were asked to fill out a small form dedicating themselves to the Obama cause.
Have you ever signed any kind of pledge like this before?
No, ma'am. This is the first one. I wanted to do it in 08, but didn't do it, maybe because I was lazy.
LaVonza Holloman was a freshman in 2008 during the first Obama campaign, but now he's a 22-year-old senior. Holloman says he can personally relate to a lot of the top issues that concern young people.
They're talking about education. That's a very important factor, especially me going to graduate school. The way financial aid and the money is going to be spent from the government towards education is very big for me.
A lot of the students at the summit didn't vote in the 2008 election. They were still in high school, like Dia Farr.
I'm very much legal and ready to vote, make a difference in the world.
The NCCU drumline played, and fraternities and sororities stepped to warm up the audience packed into BN Duke Auditorium. A true crowd pleaser was actress and political activist Gabrielle Union. She said stories of an apathetic youth vote have been exaggerated by the media.
We were hoping for 500. We got 1,000. So this being the first stop on the Greater Together Summit tour, we showed them how it was done tonight. Fired up?
Rainbow.
Eagle pride.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. They're gonna learn today.
Students around the country were able to watch a live stream of the HBCU summit. 28 more are scheduled. No telling if President Obama will attend any of them in person. He was on videotape this time around. North Carolina Field Director Greg Jackson encouraged students to tweet and text from the event and to send questions to the panel via social media.
I need you to text Greater Together to 62262. Hold on. And include your zip code. Y'all got that? Greater Together to 62262. And if you have an old phone, that's Obama. If you do not have a smartphone. I'm sorry.
The panel included President Obama's senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, campaign manager, Jim Messina, and Congressman G.K. Butterfield. They got an earful from students on topics like health care, education, and jobs. Here's senior Brian Kennedy.
And I can speak for a lot of my classmates. It's scary to look and say, what am I going to do? What jobs are out there? Because it's grim. The black unemployment rate last month did drop 2.2%, and it has been dropping, but it's still scary out there.
There are already 6 field offices for the Obama reelection campaign across North Carolina. Political analysts say it will take a major on-the-ground presence, a large youth vote, and more for Democrats to win North Carolina a second time. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.